when he ran to me. He took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, my son's come home.
For this command is a lamp. This teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life. Proverbs 6:23. Join Bishop Patrick Bruce of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, as he brings you the pure, unadulterated Word of God. This teaching is anointed, practical, down to earth, and full of wisdom, and will refresh, energize, and bring healing to your body and soul. Listen to the Word of God.
Let us pray. And Father, thank you so very, very much for every opportunity, every chance we have to gather like this for you to speak to us. My prayer this morning is no different, that today is the day you will change somebody's life. Today is somebody's appointment with an improved destiny. Today is somebody's chance to enter a world of people who are doing well. Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much that this is your doing and it is marvelous in our eyes. Thank you in Jesus' name. And all the saints said amen. Put your hands together. You may be seated. Today is the first day of the first Sunday of the second half of the year. Tell somebody half the year is already gone. No, you didn't say anything. Tell somebody half the year. Some of you are not talking. Why? Tell them half the year is already gone. So if you are going to change, you better start changing now, because time is running out. And before you are aware, it is November, December. Then 2024 becomes just like last year, no real change. Hallelujah. But how many want a real change? A real change in your lives, in your finances, in your spiritual life, everything. I'm glad you came this morning. This morning, I want to show you how one man can increase. Amen. How one man can increase. And our scripture is Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 22. Isaiah chapter 60. And verse 22. And it says, a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. You know, I like this scripture. I like this scripture because it tells us where your starting point is and where you will end. Because a little one, you see, the person you are sitting by, if you ask him for 100 cedis, he won't mind you. True or not true? Not that he's wicked. It's not wickedness or I'm strong. No. It's the other reason that they don't have it. Amen. If they have it, cry, it's the last one, which they won't give you. So, being a little one is a familiar thing to many of us. And Bible says, a little one, a small one, shall increase and become a thousand or a strong nation. This morning, I want to ask you to note something for me. Will you? Note this thing for me. God is not afraid or worried to give you a big task. I wish you write it down. Note it somewhere. It's important. to know the God we are dealing with. God is not afraid or worried to give you a big task. Hallelujah. Because to go from a small one to 1,000 is a big task. Yeah. To go from somebody who is perching in a kiosk to somebody who has his own house is a big task. And somebody who grew up in a shanty town, in a place, a house of roofing sheets, to end up in a hostel on tech campus is a big jump. Or you don't think so? You think so? Yes. Somebody who grew up walking barefooted, finally driving his own car. Ask him about what car would you drive? You, if they say drive a car, what car would you drive? What did he say? He's still thinking about it. Yeah. I mean, to come from somewhere low down to go high up is a rare task. Not many are able to do it. Not many can jump from low down to high up. But somehow, that is what God is saying, that a little one shall become 1,000. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A little one. Tell anybody, somebody like me, who doesn't have much. One day, I will have too much. Amen. Somebody like me, who doesn't have a car. Tell anybody, someone like me, who doesn't have a car. If you have a car, don't say it to. If you have a car, don't say it. Some of you are saying the thing. No. But someone like me, who does, so you've all kept quiet now. Hey, you all have cars. Hey, everybody has kept quiet now. Someone like me, who doesn't have a car, one day you will see me in my filling the gap. Filling the gap. Hallelujah. Do you believe it? Tell your neighbor. Someone like me who travels by VIP to everywhere, one day you will meet me at the departure lounge at Kumasi International Airport. Oh, I thought you were clapping for yourself. Yeah. At the departure lounge. Do you believe me? Tell your neighbor. Today I'm paying rent. Or I'm paying, which one? Or I'm patching. The one that is applicable is a filling the gap preaching today. Today I'm patching paying rent. No, don't say booth. You can't do booth. Either I'm patching or I'm paying rent. So tell them, today I am patching paying rent. One day I will invite you. Oh, I don't see faith. I said, one day I will invite you to the opening of my house. I will cut a tape to enter into my house, and you'll be there to come and see some how God has lifted me up. Put your hands together this morning. How God has lifted me up. Amen. Add this one. One day, I will go to a shop. I will not calculate. Oh, you didn't understand what I said. One day, I will go to a shop with many things on the shelves, from television to sardine. Some shops are like that. Yes, television to sardine. Everything is there, some. Tell them, I will buy. You didn't say the strength. I will buy. And I won't calculate in my head. I'll just say, "Mommy, wait, nibi, mommy, wait." Just I'll be pointing at anything at all. When they bring it back into my trolley, I'll say, "Take it to the counter." Then what do you do? Pull out your card, then you swipe it, then you go home. Put your hands together. Amen. So I want to show you this morning, there are many points, but I want to show you this morning through a few points, how a little one can become 1,000. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen with this. Matthew 13. Another parable, verse 31, put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, that means shrubs, and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. So he's telling you that something that is so small as a mustard seed, I think it's the smallest of all seeds, it can grow to become a tree in which birds can come and rest in it. Hallelujah. I think that's a very big change. That's a little one becoming 1,000. That's somebody from somebody who the birds can eat you, to becoming somebody the birds come and rest under you. Do you see the difference? Somebody who is so in the beginning, you are so insignificant that the bird can eat you without coughing. And then later on in life, you become so significant that these same birds now come and hide under your shade. Hallelujah. So what is the first key that can lift you from that position of being so insignificant to becoming really great? And it is this. It starts with a seed. I wish you would write something down to remember this thing. Because, tell your neighbor, I know you are not Shabri. If you were by now, it will be showing in your lifestyle. I know. Tell your neighbor, say, I know. You are not Shabri. So if you write something, it will help you. It starts with a seed. Luke chapter 8 and verse 11. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Hallelujah. The seed is the word of God. This morning, I want to make one complaint that many of us who are here, you don't know the word of God. Many of us who are here, tell your neighbor, I suspect you know half of John 3:16. Oh, half of John 3:16. But I promise you, you don't know John 3:17. I promise you, you don't. If just now we bet, I'll chop your money. True or not true? I know you know Genesis 1:1. But I'm sure you don't know Genesis 1:3. Even this side, but it's okay. This side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Ask your neighbor, do you have a Bible? Tap him on the shoulder. Tap him on the shoulder. Ask him, do you have a Bible? What did he say? Not the one for show or the one on your shelf. I mean, how many here this morning are holding a Bible? Can I see your hand? Juliet, lift it up over your head. Bible. Look at the situation. Look at their condition. And those whose hands are down, they don't have any Bible shilling anywhere. Amen. Okay, how many have a tablet? Not a phone. A tablet. Lift it up. Let me see. a tablet. Two. Oh, this I don't mind them. So the rest of you, please ask the rest of you. The rest of you. Please ask the rest of you. Oh, you know, ask them. Please tell, ask the rest of you. What are you doing with your life? What are you doing? Amen. The key is that many of us do not have a Bible. It means that you don't read the Bible. It means that you don't know the Bible. So you don't know the things that Jesus has said to us. Jesus has made many great promises in the Bible, many of them, every kind. And he came to even show us what he can do. But as you are here, all you have is life. What you can see is what you see around us. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen.
Amen.
We don't have the Bible. Many of us. Ask your neighbor, please, can you quote one scripture? Please bring me a microphone and ask who here. I mean, every row, one person should bring a scripture. Every row, every line. So choose one person on your line. Who will be the line ambassador? Is there a line ambassador on this line? Who is Mauritius the line ambassador? Everybody is now, you see, now everybody is pointing somewhere. Bring me microphone. Hey, I'm coming to choose your line ambassador. Who is the rep on this line? Nobody. They've all resigned. On this line, who's the rep? Who? You are the rep. Yeah, get ready. Here, who is the one? And this one too. Who? Blessing. She's the rep, the line president. Line president. Who? Everybody's waiting you. Who is it here? You. You're the line president. Beautiful. One volunteer. Here, who's the line president? Line president. But you have opened your Bible. I can see your hope on your face. No. You're disqualified. Here. Who? One, you, and you. Nobody. Here. Line president. Nobody's minding me. Yeah, there. Don't mind me at all. Line. Afrani, you mind me? Hey. This line. No, my friends have left me. Yes, line president. Line. No, you resign. That's the reality. Many of us are not able to quote scriptures. When Jesus was contesting with the devil in the wilderness, it was a very great fight, but not one blow was thrown. It was words, the scriptures, the accusation, and scriptures to counter it. Are you the Son of God? It is written. Jump down. It is written. Prove it. It is written. That is how Jesus was able to make Satan turn around and run away and leave him. And that is why you, and Satan comes for you, will get you. When he comes for you and he tries to tempt you in any little way, he will get you because you have no scripture to stand on to defend yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen.
Amen.
That is why many of us, when you are confused, there is no help from God that will give you a comfort or give you encouragement. You are by yourself. You are by yourself. Amen.
Amen.
And that is why, tell your neighbor, that is why, please add your finger to your neighbor, that is why you are not changing. That is why you are almost the same as you were when you became born again or some time ago. Because there is no seed inside you that is growing to become a tree and bring forth fruits of righteousness. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There was a time when you tell Bible stories, everybody knew where it was. But not these days. Not these days. There was a time when you said Abraham and Isaac and the mount, everybody knew what it was. Not these days. There was a time when you mentioned Absalom, Solomon, Ammon, everybody knew the story of how Ammon became famous, who was Jonadab, who was Moses' brother. Ask anybody, do you know all these? Type in, do you know all these characters? Please type in, neighbor, help me preach this morning. Tap in. Do you know all these characters? Ask him, do you know Zipporah? What did he or she say? To be continued. I'll come back next week and tell you. We don't have the Bible. So, when you plant a stone in the soil and you go and come back after 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, it is unchanged. It is unchanged because there is no life in the stone. When you plant a seed in the soil, within a few weeks, you see a change. It begins to grow. It doesn't bear fruit immediately, but it begins to grow. Hallelujah. Amen. And that is how come many of us don't have any growth in our lives. Amen. Amen. Tell your neighbor, please, this morning, I'm giving you two. I want everybody, every row, please learn one scripture this morning. Every row. Okay. Are you with me? It's a church service, but we're going to learn one scripture this morning. Every row, learn one scripture. Please bring a microphone. We are going to go around again and check. Come and stand by me. Every row, learn one scripture. You are alone in your row. So, come and stand by me. Who is learning on the script on this row? Or you know already? You know already. One person should learn. I'm very serious. On this row, who is learning a scripture? You'll be pointing fingers too. I'm coming. Who is learning a scripture? You are learning. He's learning a scripture. He better be learning. You are learning. You know already. Who is learning here? They are learning. No, somebody be better learning. This row, you are learning. Beautiful. Your row, who's learning? She's learning. She's learning. No problem. This row, who's learning a scripture? You are learning. Good. This row, who's learning? Florence, you have stopped learning. Who's learning? You are learning. You are the youngest one. There are two of you. I'm coming. Who's learning? She's learning. She's learning. Who's learning a scripture? She's learning. The child is learning. Hey, when you learn, come and see me and dash you something. This row, who's learning? She's learning. Who's learning a scripture? You are learning. You are learning. Beautiful. Okay. Come. I promise you, the person I pointed to, I won't ask you. I'll ask somebody else. Hey, come. So let's start. Who said yes here? You said yes. Please ask him. The person who said yes has escaped. Those who said didn't talk, they are the ones I'm coming for. Because we are all Christians. How can you say I'm not a Christian? You have stopped being a Christian this morning. They've resigned this morning. One scripture.
2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God.
Thank you. And it's good after. Thank you. Next row. Yes, you are you. Who said yes? He said yes. Okay, next person.
John 3:17. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world.
Thank you. Back row. Clap for that. At least they know scripture. Every row. Don't disgrace me. This row. Yes.
John 3:16.
Disqualified. Disqualified. No, no, give it back to him. Another scripture, John 3:16. No.
John 11:35.
Uh-huh.
Jesus wept.
A banker is a sure banker. Yes. You said it. So I'm going to ask you. Ask somebody else.
Philippians 4:18. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
That's why I'm sure from secondary school you learnt it. Next row. Here's, who's the? Yes.
Matthew 7:1. Don't judge, and you will not be judged.
That's when they have escaped. Yes. Give somebody. Drop it on them. Put it on somebody's lap. Uh-huh. Somebody. You will volunteer. Give it to her. She will say it. Yes.
Mighty 7:7.
But you are reading. Hey, are you ready? Rita, you're ready. You can say something. Give it to Rita. Yes. This side, I've not forgotten you. I'm coming.
John 10:30.
John 10:30.
I and my father.
One. It works. It's a scripture. Yes.
John 15:5. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him. Yes, much fruit, for without me you can do nothing.
You are clapping for this scripture. John 15:5, you are clapping for the scripture. You are going to say it. Oh, no, say it. But no, no, no. You are being generous. After here, you see another one. Okay.
John 15:1. I'm the true vine, and my father is the gardener.
The husband's man. So now add your own.
Psalm 134:14.
So I don't know this one. Check for me.
Psalm 139.
Hey, change 139. Check it for. I don't know this one.
Psalm 139. Yes. Verse 40.
Yes.
I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and my soul knoweth it all.
This one, there, she got us. Oh, clap for her. This one, she got us. Somebody on this row.
Psalm 54:1.
Save me, O God, by thy strength. And judge
save me,
O God,
by thy name.
By thy name, and judge me by thy strength.
Hey, there are a few Christians in church. Yes. No, one of you.
Genesis 1:3. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
That's a good scripture. This one, yeah, this one. Young man, try something. Try something. You won't try. Next week. Next week. Okay, I'll come back next week. Yes.
John 11:5. Now Jesus loved Martha, her sister, and Lazarus.
This scripture is the middle of it's the middle of a scripture.
Proverbs.
No, no, not you. But you, I said somebody else. You said yes. Okay, then you.
Proverbs 24:3. Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established.
Countdown is coming. Are you ready? If you are ready, I'll give it to you. I don't mind. You are ready. But you are opening the Bible in front of you.
Philippians 1:29. For unto you it is given on behalf of Christ, not only to believe, but to suffer for his sake. Amen.
Give it to the two of them too. They are ready. They are bubbling.
Proverbs 28:1.
But they are reading. So should we allow them?
Yes.
It's not allowed.
Proverbs 28.
It's no, so then you are sacked. Ring it. You have closed it now.
Yes.
You have finished 2 minutes. Okay, say it now.
Proverbs 28, verse 1. The wicked run when no one is chasing them, but the brave and honest. But the honest is as the brave as the lion.
A lot of mercy on us. Yes, thank you.
Psalm 118, verse 6. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can a man do unto me?
Hey. This is what her mother told her. You are the savior of this room.
John 6:63. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. And the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Oh.
Amos 12:12. Jesus is coming soon. Prepare to meet him.
Amos 4:4. I will come to you next week. Okay. I think you know scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, but do you see how it is that we struggle? Our embarrassment. No, but do you see how it is, how weak we are when it comes to the seed that is the key to growing, to becoming substantial? Because it is the seed that grows, and it is the seed inside you. The seed there, Bebre, is in the Bible, but there's very little inside you, and some seeds too are not proper seeds. When you say a scripture in the middle, it doesn't have a message. Amen. Can we decide to learn scriptures? You are not my enemy this morning. Can we decide to learn scriptures? Can we decide, all of us as a church, to learn scripture? We used to learn scriptures every Sunday, but we stopped because we thought that people knew. But now we see clearly, we don't know the scriptures. And that is why many of us are not changing. We are not growing. We are not improving. We are trying hard, even working hard. But there's little change in our lives. Hallelujah. And the beginning is a seed. Amen. How many, I was talking to a friend and he said that we the Ghanaians, we are liars. We don't speak the truth at all. Is it true? Is it true that we are liars, but not in church? So I want to ask something in church. How many from today will read the Bible every day? Raise your hand. We'll read the Bible every day. Beautiful. A few hands. Can I see your hand? A few hands are raised. So those raised hands, may God bless them.
Amen.
That they will see increase in their lives. Those who didn't raise their hands, I want to beg you, join us. Those who didn't raise their hands, who said they won't read every day, they'll be honest. I want to beg you, join us. And also read the Bible every day, morning and evening. Morning and evening. Even, you see, the Bible, open anywhere you like. It's a seed. All the parts of the Bible are different seeds. Open the Bible anywhere. Especially if you are starting from afresh, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. If nothing at all, read that one. The Old Testament can be difficult to understand. But the gospel there is straightforward and is simple. The life of Jesus, autobiography. Let us read the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
I didn't hear a good amen.
Amen.
Can we all try? Can we all try? The second key. Genesis chapter 25. And verse 21. And Isaac pleaded with the Lord on behalf, he entreated. This is a new version. Okay, that's the King James. Isaac pleaded with the Lord on behalf of his wife because she was barren, unable to have children. And the Lord answered Isaac's prayer, and Rebekah became pregnant with twins, a seed. Verse 23. And the Lord told her, the sons in your womb will become two nations. From the beginning, the two nations will be rivals. So listen, two young boys who were not yet born, they were destined to become nations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A young boy, now to be born, was going to become a nation. Okay? How did it happen? Because Rebecca was barren and Isaac prayed. Rebecca was barren and Isaac prayed. Number two, many of us don't pray. Amen. Amen. Many of us don't pray. Please ask your neighbor, when was the last time you went for a prayer meeting? Please tap your neighbor and ask him. Please tap your neighbor and ask him, when was the last time? Oh, I cannot hear you. Ask him, when was the last time you went for a prayer meeting? Even online, I'll accept it. We don't pray. Amen. We don't pray. Hallelujah. Listen, look at this. Luke chapter 11 and verse 1. Let me show you something there. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples came and said to him, Lord, teach us how to pray. Amen? Amen? Do you know what it means? Do you know what it means? It means you cannot just get up and pray. You must be taught how to pray. You cannot say that, oh, prayer is talking to God, so I can talk to God, so I can pray. It may be true, but a real effective prayer, you must be taught how to pray. Amen. I said amen. Amen. But many of you don't go to a prayer school. You don't go to any place where prayer is taught or practiced by somebody who knows how to pray. When you go to a seamstress or a catering shop, any place, you find a madam and there are apprentices there who are learning the trade. And they learn by being there and doing it. And they are being taught a little bit alongside. Many of us, you never go for a prayer meeting. Even when you go to church, you go late. So the prayer has been done already. True or not true? So you have missed the prayer time. You don't go for a prayer meeting. Please ask your neighbor, my brother, my sister, where are you learning how to pray? Please tap him for me. Oh, ask him, where are you learning how to pray? And what you are doing that you are calling prayer, it doesn't work. Or it's not working well. And that's why you have so many needs that there's no answer to your needs. How come somebody has, this morning, we are hearing testimonies. We have testimonies every week about people who God met them. God helped them. God gave them money in many different ways. Ask your neighbor, where is your testimony? Where is your breakthrough? How come many of us, we are praying, but there's no answer to our prayers? Is it that maybe you don't know how to pray? Is it that maybe the prayer you are praying is not a legal prayer? Is it that possibly the prayer you are praying doesn't go higher than the ceiling? It's just over the head, then it falls down again because you don't know how to pray. And you see that, oh, but prayer is easy. But look at the disciples who came to Jesus and said, Lord, I see you praying. Teach me how to pray. It means there is something that you must learn about prayer to do it well. Okay. I didn't hear a good amen. And many of us, if you are honest, you would know that my prayers, baby, are not answered. True or not true? Many of our prayers, we have prayed, we have spoken to God, we have done so many things, but they are not answered. And at a time, what happens is you stop praying. And then just live your life and continue what you are doing. Because I've prayed, no answer. Who will continue doing something that doesn't work? You'll stop. Amen. And when you stop praying, that miracle that can happen to you, that can turn a barren woman to be the mother of two nations, it eludes you. You miss it. Because we don't pray. In this church, we have tried to make prayer available in many different places. Sundays, Tuesdays. We had Friday prayer meetings, but you were not coming. But we have much prayer online. There's prayer Monday evenings, prayer Wednesdays, different days of prayer in the church. Maybe we should make up a whole list and make it available that people will know how and when to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. How many will come back for Friday prayer meetings? Nobody's raising their hand. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Because we have to learn how to pray. But you see, this side, they don't want to come back for a Friday prayer meeting. Yeah. How many will come back for Friday prayer meetings if we start it again? You will. You will. And finally, you are not there. You will come. Friday prayer meeting. Hey. Okay. Okay, we'll reactivate it. Hallelujah. We'll start it again. Because we have to learn how to pray. Without it, there's no way forward. There are too many obstacles in our way that if you don't overrun them, overrule them, set them aside, we will never make progress in our lives. Hallelujah. And clearly, Jesus, Jesus was praying in a certain way that the disciples said, that's not how I pray. The disciples said, what you are doing and what I do is different. And yours is being answered because there were many miracles around Jesus. Amen. I want us to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We are going to start Friday prayer meetings again. You see, this clapping I've seen before. This clapping. No, because without prayer, it's like without prayer. One day, a friend of mine went to a friend's house in Nima. Do you know Nima? Nima, a friend's house in Nima. Nima is a part of Accra, like where? That's not where the resident lives. I know. So there is another ring road. Look, Nima is a part of Accra where there are many houses in a small area, many, many houses. And my friend went to a certain, he had a friend there. He went to visit his friend. It was a very small one-room house or something. When he went in, very thick carpets, very sofa, and then on the wall, big television. Big television. He said, wow. So while we were waiting for the friend to come, we went there and put the TV on. He pressed click, nothing came. He pressed click, nothing came. So he was asking their friend, what's happening? When their friend came, telling the TV, I want to watch it. So, there's no power. There's no light in the area. But he has bought a TV. You see, many of us, we bought TV, we bought fridge, microwave, but there's no power. So it's just there, nice on the wall like a picture, but it's not useful. And there's no prayer in your life to activate all the promises that God has given you. God has given us many, many promises. Many, many promises. But we don't have them. And we are like watching. Is it true? Is it true? Is it true? The promises, how many promises are there? Someone said there's one promise for every single day of our lives, about 300 or more promises. There should be more than that, but that's what they say. One for every day of the year. Listen, there are many things that God is willing and able to do for us. Jesus came. He came and he was not controlled by the circumstances. Where there were many people looking for food, he gave them food. Where there was a storm, he brought peace. Where there was sickness, he took away sickness. Even death, he could conquer it. Jesus came to show us how to live life on this earth and to live it well. And prayer was one of the key parts of the key ways by which he lived his life. Hallelujah. Are you here this morning? I want us to pray. Amen. And so we are starting Friday prayer meeting. We are starting this Friday, this very, very Friday. Hallelujah. Please put it on all our pages. What time will you come? 7 o'clock. 6, you won't come. 6, you won't come. 7. 6. Will you come at 6? You come at 6. But who will be there? You'll be there. You and Juliet. And Stephen. 6. How many say 6? How many say 7? How many won't come? Doesn't matter. If like 5 crowd won't come. 6. Okay, those who are vocal are saying 6. We'll be start at 6. This Friday, 6 o'clock, we are starting Friday prayer meetings again for those who will come. And the key, listen, the key is come and learn how to pray. Come and learn how to pray. Without prayer, you are a television on the wall in the house with no power. And all we can do is press click, click. It's not working. But the TV is new. It's new, but it's not working because there's no power. Hallelujah. Are you here this morning? Are you here this morning? How one man can become a great nation, 1,000, and a small one, a great nation. How one little seed can become a tree on which birds come and rest. How a woman who was barren can become the mother of two nations. And I tell you, if we can just keep these two keys, Bible reading, the word of God in you, and prayer, you will change. I said, just these two keys. And one interesting thing, when you sow the seed, you must water it. Prayer is a way of watering things. Because as you pray, you're inviting the help of God, the power of God to come down and be with us. May these two keys, prayer and the Bible, help us to become better and better Christians, doing well in our lives. Put your hands together this morning. This morning, shall we stand to our feet? Put your hand on your hearts and pray, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Just talk to God 1 minute. And you see, maybe you don't know how to pray, but in a gathering like this, in a gathering like this, as we pray, and God comes to hear our prayer. When he is here, he will hear yours too. When he is here, he will hear yours too. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Many of us who are here, we have a great need for help. Lord, many of us who are here, we are far from you. Many who are here, we don't know you as a friend. We don't know you as somebody who is able to help us in our time of need. That is why this morning we pray, help us, O God. Help us, O God. Help us, O God. You want to bow your head this morning? You want to close your eyes? The greatest help that God can give you is to lead you away from hell to heaven. The greatest change that God can do in your life is to transform you from a child of this world to a child of God. This morning, every head bowed, every eye closed, you are here and you are not sure of your eternal destiny. You are not sure where you are going, if you should die on this earth any day, any time now. You really want to go to heaven. You really do. But you are not sure that if you die, you'll get there. This morning, I'm talking to you. If you are here like that, wherever you are, do me a favor, lift your right hand. You are here this morning, you want to go to heaven, but you are not sure that if you die, you will go. If you are here, you can hear my voice. Just lift your right hand. I want to pray with you right now. Just lift your right hand. You are here and you have never prayed, "Lord Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life." But you have been coming to church. Maybe you even come regularly. But this prayer of salvation, of forgiveness of sins, you have never prayed it. Wherever you are, do me a favor, lift your right hand too. Just lift your right hand. Just your right hand. Hallelujah. Father, thank you. Thank you so much for this gathering. Thank you for every soul that you have brought to be with us this morning. Thank you that salvation, richly and freely poured out, has been our portion. Bless us, all of us, this morning. And may we walk continually in your blessing. Bless and keep us all. In Jesus' name. Amen.
When he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, "My son's come home."
We believe the word of God has come through to you. Join us at the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, behind the Confidence Eating Place. This is every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. every Tuesday. Stay blessed.